Forever Home is a KUMD feature dedicated to helping shelter animals find their forever homes. Betsy Bodie joins us on the phone this morning from Animal Allies Humane Society. Betsy, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
And we've got some real cuties to talk about this week. They're all cute. But
they're all always cute, aren't they?
A little fluffy dog and a kitten, does it get any cuter than that?
No, it really doesn't.
Tell us about them.
Well, let's see. We have Cloud, and Cloud is the dog that we featured this week. He's just, like you said, just a little ball of fluff. Super cute, and is going to need probably a special home, one that's going to be really patient and is going to take some time with him, but certainly is going to be worth the effort that gets put into it.
Does he have a kind of a traumatic background? Did he come from a puppy mill, perhaps? Or what's his story as far as you know?
Well, you know, it's not a traumatic background. It's more of maybe what we affectionately call little dog syndrome.
Which is kind of... I try to remind myself that if it isn't cute if a Doberman did it, it wouldn't be cute if my little dogs do it.
You know what? That is absolutely true, Lisa. And we see that so many times where, somebody has, like, say, a Chihuahua, for example, and it goes after people's feet and everyone stands around and laughs. And what you say is exactly true. If a large dog did it and it wasn't acceptable, it shouldn't be acceptable for the little ones either.
And little dogs, I don't know whether they're any more stubborn than any other dog, but anytime you let a dog kind of have his way and do what he wants to do, and then you come in and you're going to try to impose order on this situation, it can occasionally be difficult, and there can occasionally be some resistance to the establishment of a new order. So that is the sort of thing that a family with standards and discipline and patience, you know, is going to definitely be the right family for him. Kittens, on the other hand, kittens are just kittens, and there's really not much you can do with them.
Except love them and enjoy them.
Right, exactly.
So it is kind of that time of the year again where we start to see the kittens appear. You know, cats are very seasonal breeders, and this time the kittens start coming in, so people that have been asking us all winter long, when are we going to see kittens? We're starting to see the first kittens of the season. We have a bunch of cats right now that kind of have a sea life theme, so Krill is one of those. And long hair, so people that are looking for gorgeous long hair, kind of that creamy champagne color. I think that he's about maybe 4 months old. Super cute, fluffy, and just a little lover. So people, again, that are starting to look for those kittens, they're starting to arrive. Just keep an eye out for them. And we have lots of adult cats, though, too, that are looking for their forever homes.
Well, kittens and puppies obviously are absolutely adorable, and there's less training that goes into a kitten than there is with a puppy. But again, don't forget the adult animals, and don't forget if you are the right person, not everybody is, but if you're the right person to maybe offer your home to a senior animal for their forever home.
Oh, goodness, seniors are about the best.
Because what perhaps they lack in energy, running around, bouncing off the furniture, chewing and clawing everything, they more than make up for in their willingness to sit on your lap and purr and love you and just be wonderful.
And they give you that sense of satisfaction, and I think that they seem to appreciate having that home a lot more.
Oh, as we all know, with maturity comes wisdom.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Betsy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's great to talk with you. And we've got a link set up on our fancy new KUMD page for you. Go to the Northland Morning menu, go to the drop-down menu, click on Forever Home, and there are the links and the pictures of the animals that we're featuring this week on Forever Home here on Northland Morning. You can see photos of Krill and Cloud and Keola and Diesel and other animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Go online to KUMD.org. Read their stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.